he said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, Christmas is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Can you smell it? Can you see it?
It's a really nice day today. Boy, I'd much rather be here in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, than in London, Ontario.
No kidding. But they had a record snowfall, like 100, 200 centimeters in 1 week.
Wow.
Or bizarre, everything has come to a standstill.
But they should be prepared for this because they have all the equipment. And this is not like a freak incident. I mean, they get snow every year.
Yeah, but it's an unusually heavy dose,
I guess.
Right. And still, that's why I prefer to be here on the West Coast and as close to the center of the world out in the Pacific Ocean, namely called Hawaii, as possible.
Yes, well,
the closer we are there, the better. The less snow, the better.
I don't mind any type of weather, really, as long as I've got the right gear for it. As long as I'm dressed and no makeup on with mascara, then I'm fine.
Well, I was offered a wonderful job, 25 years ago by someone who flew me out to Toronto and said, here's the territory. It was a wonderful opportunity. It was good money. But I just compared the lifestyle there and living there and the weather to being on the West Coast.
Right.
This is where the health food haven is.
That's right. It is, too. Yeah, you're
right. This is where the mecca of training down in California on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our first topic. What's cooking?
Well, what's cooking is tahini dressing. I just got this idea one day. I thought I'm going to put some tahini into my everyday healthy salad dressing, minus the mustard and adding a little bit of honey. So it's the everyday healthy salad dressing, honey mustard, minus the mustard, adding in the tahini. There you go.
Why would you call it minus the mustard if it doesn't have the mustard? Why not just not even mention the mustard?
Whatever. You've never made it, so you don't know. But to everybody else out there who's made the everyday healthy salad dressing honey mustard, you minus the mustard and add the tahini. I think we all know what I'm talking about, right?
Even your dyslexia gets into your verbiage, okay, your recipes.
So it's really quite nice, actually. So what I do is I use like a half a cup of extra virgin olive oil or an EFA oil and a half a cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice and one bulb of grated garlic, gotta have the garlic, and 2 tablespoons of unpasteurized honey and 2 heaping tablespoons of tahini or more if desired. And you shake it all up. And you've got a really nice tahini dressing. Now, you can add this to spinach salads or any type of salad, but a nice crunchy salad with carrots and celery and onion and radishes is quite nice.
Well, I bought that tahini specifically to make the tahini honey banana chapati rolls,
right,
which is one of our favorite snacks. But I noticed that the tahini you bought was a little different. The texture was
runnier.
It was runnier. Yeah, it wasn't as thick. So you couldn't really mix it. And we had a liquid unpasteurized honey. So then I bought some creamed honey, some creamed unpasteurized honey. And then it disappeared in seconds.
Don't look at me.
No. So, but mixing these things doesn't always turn out the way you think they are going to. So, but then you kind of threw the tahini into the salad dressing.
Yeah, so it's my whole new thing now. So I've got a couple of dinners that I'm going to have this week with family and friends. So I'm going to try that out.
Experiment
on them,
huh?
And then I get to do the actually publish the recipe. So that's how I do it. We have to try it at home first and then try it with friends and family and then we see what goes on. But it's best to buy raw tahini. However, or supposedly, raw tahini can be a health risk. There have been numerous food recalls of raw sesame tahini butter. The problem is not being able to remove enough moisture from the sesame seeds through a drying process. To properly remove the moisture, the seeds must be roasted at a high temperature over a long period of time. But because the seeds are small and thin, it's nearly impossible to dry the seed without it becoming roasted. If the seeds don't dry properly, then it creates bacteria.
What we have is a problem of mass production.
Yeah.
If you took the raw sesame seeds and ground them yourself, you wouldn't have a problem. And that's the way everybody used to do it at one time.
Yeah.
But we're talking mass production as an industry. And, of course, we're always going to have problems with possible risks of contamination.
All right, then. But when the sesame pods are ripe, they burst open to reveal the seeds inside, leading to the famous, quote, open sesame.
Really?
We've all heard that, right?
For sure.
Open Sesame. So that's where it came from.
Well, that's Alibaba and the 40 Thieves.
There you
go. One of my favorite stories.
Right, exactly. So when eaten whole, the seeds are rich in manganese, copper, calcium, vitamins B1 and E. And the sesame oil alone is rich in vitamins B1 and E and sometimes integrated into skincare products.
And also vitamin T, the sesame factor.
Mm.
Yeah, the East Indians and the Ayurvedic history talks about sesame and sesame oil. And we used to rub it on our skin after a sauna. Mm. And it's really good. It's supposed to be excellent for the immune system and it's absorbed. And, you know, any seed oil that's fresh and natural is going to be good to consume.
So you would buy the sesame seed oil like in a health food store in a dark container?
Well, Dr. Arola's famous formula for skin was sesame combined with avocado. I think it had some olive, some vitamin E and vitamin A drops, and there were some other seed oils in there. But I think it was called Formula F Plus. And that was before they had sort of discovered the essential fatty acids, and it was vitamin F. So you would have a dry skin brush massage and then maybe shower, and then afterwards lather the stuff onto your skin all over your face. And women that I told in the health food store about this would make it, and they just raved about it.
It's just
a simple oil concoction made of fresh oils.
Yeah, but I'm just talking of just about the sesame seed oil.
Yes.
Would you buy that in a glass container?
Yeah, you can buy that.
Yeah, or do they make it like in a, you know, like with Udo's oil and all this whole thing?
You don't often see the sesame seed oil added, but you can buy pure sesame seed oil in a glass or plastic bottle.
I'm going to have to try that on my face. Hey, anything, anything to get rid of that aging wrinkles, you know. But ground sesame paste is used in both sweet and savory dishes and a primary ingredient in hummus, yum, 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 and halva, two popular Middle Eastern dishes. So try it, the tahini dressing, and, you know, everybody seems to like it. It's also, if you go to a Japanese restaurant and have the gomae, that they use a sesame paste.
Yes.
But I don't know if they use, like, sugar or, you know.
Well, by itself, I find that it's quite bitter. Just, you know, crack open a can or a jar of sesame tahini.
Yes. Yeah.
And by itself, it's bitter. So you got to mix it with other things.
The honey's
with
nice.
The honey, it's unbelievable. It creates something that neither one can be on their own.
Right.
But, you know, looking at this dressing and then remembering lately there has been a lot of focus on aspirin. Salicylic acid, and how it's so great for reducing risk of heart attack, but now it's supposed to prevent cancer. And I'm telling you and everyone out there that this salad dressing is 100 times better for doing that. If you just have a portion of this with this raw garlic and the essential fatty acids and the fresh lemon juice, that is going to do more than any aspirin will ever do.
Right.
So they put so much energy and focus on the pharmaceuticals
but
and completely negate the natural wonders.
This takes work,
wonders.
Corey. This takes work. The aspirin, you just go to the store and pop it.
Yes.
Right? So this is
And then is that stuff profitable?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It must be marked up hundreds of thousands of percents. Mm-hmm. Really, it must be insane.
So I would add this to a glass jar and seal it tightly, and you can keep it into the fridge, I'd say up to a week. And then what you could do with this tahini or the everyday healthy salad dressing, you can use it to marinate meat, fish, chicken. Add it as a salad dressing. You could use it as a dip for vegetables.
You could use it for a multitude of things.
The only problem is there's never enough. You always have to keep making it all the time around our house.
When, not if, I get to 100, I'm going to credit most of my longevity with your everyday healthy salad dressing. Yeah. Okay, so that was the end of What's Cooking. Let's move on now to our last month's special guest.
Our last month's special guest was Charles Chang. Charles is the president of Sequel Naturals, and he took us through the process from the idea of a product to its shelf. And the process really makes you think twice when you see a product on the shelf, especially his product lines. They're very high Canadian quality.
Well, that rendition was excellent for anyone out there who really wants to know and understand what's involved. If you're thinking about going into a business like that yourself, there's a lot to it. It takes a lot of time and effort and energy, planning, and compliance with Canadian drug and health food regulations.
There's a lot to it, and expensive, too, to put a product out there.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it was great to hear him talk about how he had built the business from scratch, like literally from inside his home, and he worked from inside his home. But the key, I think, element with the product that he produces, manufactures, and distributes is its quality. That's probably the most important element when you're thinking about taking a product. What's in it if it's a true label? But is that stuff really in the bottle that's
right
on the label?
Well, those Vega, I do use the chocolate Vega and the vanilla. I use a lot of that in my baking. It's really good. Everybody
you make
likes
some
it
really good
yeah
baking.
Yeah. So you don't mind eating it because you know it's really good quality, right?
Well, it reduces the flour if you're even using
yes,
any.
Exactly.
And then even with whole grain flour, if you bump it up with the protein, it kind of flattens it out and prevents a lot of that elevation of insulin that comes as a consequence from packing in all the carbs, like what normally happens when you eat most home-baked cakes.
Yes.
There's no protein in them at all.
No. And it's Christmas time coming, and there's going to be a lot of fruit cakes and puddings and Nanaimo bars and all kinds of good stuff. But don't look at me like that. You're looking at me as though I'm going to be eating that stuff.
Well, whatever.
I'm not going out. I promise I won't
eat it.
Out.
You got to wear it. And then that's what brings the depression.
Oh, well, that's good. Eat it. You got to wear it. I'm loving that one. And believe me, I will wear it. Open mouth, right to the hips. That's me.
Yeah. So thanks to Charles.
Yes.
Chang.
Thank you, Charles. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Next topic, CHI, Highway to Health Update.
Well, our Highway to Health Update. What's new and exciting is, I don't know how exciting it was, but it was very interesting. We went to your best friend's mother's funeral, and it was a Jewish funeral, which is something I have never in my life experienced.
It was traditional. It was a ceremony. And yes, I was in awe of the entire event.
Mm-hmm, me too. I liked it. I think that's the way I want to go.
It was real. It was raw. It was direct. There was nothing hidden. It was economical. It was practical. It was spontaneous. And it was the kind of funeral proceeding that I remember watching in like the old Western movies mm-hmm. where somebody died, you dug a hole, you put them in the hole, and you put the dirt on the box, if
right.
that's what you used. And there was nothing fancy, but it was real.
Mm-hmm. Well, normally, I mean, I've been to a lot of funerals, and usually it's an open casket, and apparently they don't do open casket. And then they have the pallbearers, which you were one of them. And then we actually went out to the grounds, and they lowered the coffin into the ground. And then the family, they shoveled the dirt onto the coffin, which is something that we don't normally see. That's all hidden from us.
No, I love the invitation to grab the shovel.
Yeah.
And as we were all standing around, at first the family went up and took the shovel, and there was many shovels. And so eventually all of us were up there with these shovels, and we were putting the dirt on top of her. And she was a lovely woman. Her name was Faye Kantrowitz, and I met her. We had a lot of stories. There was a lot of laughs. There was some crying and tears, and there was a lot of emotion, as there normally is. But I think it was a functional transition. You know, her time had come. I think she was like 85.
85, yes.
And he had a good relationship with his mom. And there was a lot of things that came up for me, and I'm sure for everyone there. But what is your relationship like with the ones that you love? And if they were to disappear tonight, would you have closure on the relationship? Are there things said or unsaid that need to be remedied? Are there things that need to be fixed? Do you feel okay about how the relationship is right now?
Right.
Because any one of us can go anytime.
Right. Because when you do go to a funeral, you do start thinking about that. You think about, oh, what are they going to say at my eulogy? Do I have any remorse? Do I have any regret? What do I want to get off my chest to the ones I care about and ones I love and maybe the ones I don't love? But, you know, it gets quite introspective.
Well, it's interesting because people respond to the wishes of the deceased. And
mm-hmm. and they got no idea what's going on,
yeah,
right?
So no matter what it is you want done with you, it doesn't really matter because the people that are left behind are going to do whatever they want. Now, they often do what they think you wanted to have done with yourself, whether it was cremated or buried, but you have no control over such an event. So I don't really care too much about what happens to me. I've got my own ideas. I like the concept of being thrown to the wolves and ripped up and consumed.
Oh, well, you know what? That might even be before.
Or maybe dumped into the ocean.
That might happen to you even before you die.
How about shark bait? Just chop me up and feed me to the sharks.
Oh, well, that might happen before you
really die. Because when you're dead and gone, there's nothing left to be even concerned about or worried about. There's nothing left. You're gone. You're vaporized. You've gone. You've disappeared, man. So whatever is done with that body, it's all about the people remaining, and it's all about their emotions.
Right.
And their religious convictions and beliefs and different faiths, which is kind of interesting, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that was very cool. Now let's talk about Ruby's involvement with CHI.
Ruby Doobie, yes. Ruby is starting to work with CHI, and her title would be Marketing Director.
Sales and marketing. What's all that about? We've got a wonderful situation here in Vancouver where basically we started the business, and where I got involved originally with the health food industry and the fitness industry. But we do need some salespeople out there in the field to spread the word. And so right now we're training Ruby. She's taking some of the courses. She read the first book I wrote, Recipe for Health, and she attended the Principles of Sports Nutrition class last night. And now she is digging into the research and studying the first basic course that we have to offer for people, our sales and service training program, the greatest vitamin salesperson in the world.
Well, she's got a really good start because she's always taken vitamins, like from birth, and always trained.
Yeah. What I want Ruby to do is create a category and a territory and find out where all the health food stores are, find out where all the gyms are in the greater mainland of Vancouver, and we'll start with that. And then she's going to walk in with a little brochure and a business card and just talk to the retailers about their sales and service ability, about vitamins and health. And I want them to know that we've got this course. You see, essentially, whether you are in the fitness or the health food industry, if you're selling vitamins and you have no training on how to sell them, then you need training. Unless you are like a Gretzky or a natural born salesperson, which most of them are not. They need to develop the sales science, the strategies, how to talk to people, how to dispense information. So I think that's a good place to start.
Right, exactly. So we're really excited about that.
Yes, and for everyone out there, you do need to complete all three programs, the sales and service, the CSNA, and the CSNA Masters to become a CSNA Master so that then you can teach the principles of sports nutrition course that we're just finishing up.
Last night was
session 10, and it's going great and still really
always
enjoying
something
it.
To do. There's always something to do.
No doubt. So what have you got planned for the family and for Christmas, dear?
Well, just I'm going to make a turkey dinner with my homemade cranberry sauce and the usual everything homemade. That's what everybody wants. So, yeah, I'm going to do that on Christmas. And then Boxing Day, Ruby turns 19, so we'll be celebrating that. And, you know, we haven't really been invited out to any dinners or anything like that. So just it'll be nice and quiet and lots of food, lots of leftovers. I'll probably come up with some new creations.
To me, it's business as per usual. Yeah. Going to the gym, working out, eating well. There's no reason to fatten up during the holidays.
And we just wish everybody a nice, happy holiday season and stay well and healthy. And I'll be talking about the celebration soup in January. It's a soup that you take after the celebration, and it'll help you cleanse. It's a healing soup. So look forward to that.
That last week between Christmas Day and New Year's is a great time to reflect, to look back at the year, business-wise, personal, relationship-wise, family-wise. Did you achieve the goals that you set at the beginning of the year? Did you have any goals? Are you working towards any? Are you happy in your life? Are you satisfied with what you're doing work-wise? Is there something more you want? Are you happy with your health? Do you need to change your training? What is it that you're going to do that's going to be different or better for the coming year?
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh, absolutely. I just can't believe it's been 1 year already. When we were in Hawaii, I just remember last Christmas. And the older you get, the faster the time goes. So do the things that you want to do, and mele kalikimaka.
No doubt, huh? Yeah, very cool. Okay, that's neato, and best to everyone out there. And thank you for being involved with our family of CHI and listening to SNU. And remember, you got to keep on keeping on. You got to keep plugging. You got to keep pushing and prodding and keep working towards whatever it is you want, because the satisfaction that you will find is not only in achieving the goal, but it's in the process of achieving It's the doing. So make sure that you're enjoying the doing.
The journey?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
The journey of discovering.
Wishing everybody the best, and I hope all your
own
dreams and wishes come true.
Destiny. Okay, dear. And with that, let's have your final word.
My final word is by Confucius. The way you cut your meat reflects the way you live.